With all the holiday cheer, it is time to have a little bit of the good stuff right here with Mike and Kim Burge. Welcome. We're happy you're here. Mike, who do we have to thank today?
We want to say thanks and a Merry Christmas from Rick and Lynn Shippey in Winter, South Dakota. Buying, selling, or auctioning land, it's Shippey Realty. Merry Christmas from Rick and Lynn. And also from Advanced Aluminum Structures out of Sturgis, South Dakota, Randy Tennell, his family and staff, wishing you a very Merry Christmas from Advanced Aluminum Structures. And of course, Lemon Livestock with a regular sale every Wednesday and Saturday. Merry Christmas from Paul Huffman and the staff at Lemon Livestock.
And are you looking for something that's got insight on cattle, grain, sheep, all things ag related? Your morning routine just could be a lot richer if you checked out Tri-State Livestock News. They are the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News in Belle Fourche. Visit tsln.com for more information. Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read. And what do you have today, Mike?
Well, I'm going to finish up on my you know you were raised in a rural area. If I've just got a few of those left, I know they're not Christmas related.
Okay.
But I wanted to throw those in there.
All right. And I've got a great story to follow up.
Okay. Well, here's a couple of those. The county fair was considered the social event of the year.
Indeed.
You know you were raised in a rural area.
Absolutely.
You spent more effort looking both ways when you crossed a pasture looking for bulls than you ever did crossing a road looking for cars.
They can be tricky.
You will know that you were raised in a rural area if you are much more likely to have had a favorite tractor in your life. Mine was a Massey Ferguson Super 90, it says here, than a favorite car. And you drank more water from a hose and a spigot ever than you did from a plastic bottle. So those are signs that you were raised in a rural area.
So actually, Mike, I have a prayer to share. This is a Cowboys Christmas prayer. And it's by Ken Overcast. It was almost Christmas time. I was rocking in my old chair. Me and the Lord was doing some visiting. I guess most folks would call it a prayer. Except they never do no listening. And that's the best part of the deal. I've learned through the years to unplug my ears when I've told him just how I feel. Thank you, Lord. It's been a nice fall. The cows look good, said I. It'd sure be nice if you'd bump up the price, but I reckon that we can get by. I went on to ask for a healing for a friend of mine in a jam and to bless my kids and all they did and extra angels to hold their hand. And I probably prayed for wisdom. I have a million times. And for my ma and my dad and the life I've had and that little woman of mine. Then looking out the back window, light snow was beginning to fall. It was coming straight down, not making a sound, plain to see. It was only a squall. But cows were trailing in from the ridge, stretched out for a long red line. I was filled with dismay. They're looking for hay. They're spoiled, those critters of mine. Just look at that, Lord, I said in disgust. They've got grass plumb up to their ears. One little squall and they start to bawl. You think they're dying, you hear? Now that's when the Lord answered. I was getting my coat to keep warm, and I heard real clear his voice in my ear. They know when a storm is a-coming. They know if they think they're hungry, even though you know it ain't true. You've been there right away with a fork full of hay. They know they can count on you. In return, they give you the best that they've got. Though spoiled, it's true they could be. They think it's a need, that extra feed, sort of like you and me. You know where to come when it's storming, and that I'm here for your every need. Best get on that coat and get going. Looks like you've got cows to feed. Ken Overcast wrote that again, and that was written in 1998.
Oh, wow. Before the turn of the century.
That's right. Exactly. So a cowboy's Christmas prayer.
The other day, I had an opportunity to do some things called I Believe, and I thought maybe I would wrap things up today with that. It kind of fits in here. I believe that just because two people argue, it doesn't mean that they don't love each other, and just because they don't argue, it doesn't mean they do. I believe that you shouldn't be so eager to find out a secret. It could change your life forever. And I believe that two people can look at the exact same thing and see something totally different.
So true.
I believe that your life can be changed in a matter of hours by people you don't even know yet. I believe that even when you think you have no more to give, when a friend cries out for help, you will find the strength to help. And I believe that credentials on the wall do not make you a decent human being. Some things there that I believe. And those were sent in here a while back. We did some of those the other day. They were sent by Dee Griffiths. Thanks for sharing those, Dee. And thanks to everybody for tuning in today on your local radio station. Hope you're having a great Christmas season. Keep listening for more of the good stuff.